The following program was previously recorded. From the studios at 33rd and Bird, it's time for another episode of Live and Local. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Omaha Girls Rock is an organization that helps foster music among youngsters, and the executive director of Omaha Girls Rock is Melissa Worth, and she joins me on Live and Local. Hello, Melissa. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
You've gone through the pandemic, which canceled a lot of things, because a lot of your work has been one-on-one, or, you know, 1 to 5 or 6 young teens and young girls, teaching them music and working with them on music and that type of thing. And you've had to cancel some of that stuff. Now that we're starting to come back into the fold, there's a lot of things happening with Omaha Girls Rock. Can you first talk about the mission, and then let's start talking about dates and happenings here?
Absolutely. Well, so the mission of our organization is to provide a safe space for youth to have practice their creative expression. We work to empower youth with that creative learning. It comes out in a lot of different ways. One of our main programs is our summer camp, in which youth will form a band. They are assigned an instrument and write an original song with that band within 5 days and perform at a local venue. And unfortunately, we did have to cancel that program this summer, but we are doing a lot of family-friendly events because we don't want to lose touch with our amazing community. And so these events are geared towards bringing everybody together in a safe way that still focuses on that creative expression. And so we're really excited for those Jamboree events this summer.
The first one coming up is Friday, June 25th, the Omaha Girls Rock Jamboree at Elmwood Park. Can you give us a couple of details on that particular event?
Yeah, so we are partnering with TBD Dance Collective, an amazing organization that is all about creative movement. And so they will be there holding a dance club, so anybody there will be able to dance in the park. We are going to do an instrument petting zoo where anybody can come and try out a guitar or try out the drums, a bass, some keyboards. We also have some booths that are for littles. They can make their own shaker instruments. So much to do for the family. And we will also have E-Creamery ice cream and cookie truck there for a couple hours.
You can't go wrong with that. On July 12th, which is a Monday, and is this through July 16th that the Songwriter Series happens?
Yeah, so our second event that we're holding is a Songwriter Series for youth ages 7 to 19 for this one. They can sign up, and essentially we're calling this an open mic workshop. So we have tracks that focus on songwriting and also a track that focuses on spoken word. So we're kind of moving into that performance aspect where any of the youth who participate will be able to practice what it means to kind of stand up in front of a microphone on their own rather than with a band behind them.
When you're talking about spoken word, I mean, is it specifically poetry or is it prose as well? Just spoken song lyrics if the music isn't written? You know, am I on the right track here?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we leave it up to the artist, the young artist, for them to decide for themselves. We just provide the tools, kind of the basics they need, and then they get to kind of determine how they want to move forward with whatever they're creating.
And after they've spent that week working on that, then on Friday, July 16th, from 5 to 8 p.m., you've got the Youth Open Mic Night.
Yes, we're so excited about that. It's going to be at the venue at the Highlander, and that's where we're holding the camp, if you will, the Songwriter Series during the week. So they will be able to then perform their first open mic at that event on Friday night. We are welcoming the public.
And in the short time that we have left, and again, 8 days later on July 24th, in the Benson neighborhood, a Gear Swap and Teen Open Mic Night. What's the Gear Swap part?
So this is really exciting for us. There's a lot of people who have spent the last year kind of cleaning out their closets. So if you are looking to get rid of an instrument or some sort of gear that might support another musician just starting out, somebody who's looking for, you know, different parts of things that to complete a drum set or what have you, we're providing the opportunity for people to sell old instruments and gear that they're just not using. Part of those proceeds will come back to OGR in support of us. We're partnering with Benson First Friday, so we will be at the Ted and Wally's in Benson on Saturday. The other part of that is that we are going to be taking over their MAMO gallery, which is a mobile gallery, and our youth will be able to come in, and essentially it's going to be like a working art exhibit. So on the Friday before, the Friday, July 23rd from 2 to 6, we'll have a live art installation. So any of our teens and youth can come and just add to the exhibit. And then we'll be opening that gallery from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday night, and it will also be open at that gear sale on Saturday.
All right. The next day. That's fantastic. OmahaGirlsRock.org has all the dates and the events that are coming up, so you can get them on your calendar and participate in them. And if you're looking for information or how you can participate, OmahaGirlsRock.org. She is Melissa Worth, the Executive Director of Omaha Girls Rock. Thank you so much, Melissa, for joining me today.
Thank you.